DJW testing.
You back home in Gerald, TR?
This is the radio that you got me a mic for. My while I was out, my Kenwood, that was my dad's, quit working. It went back to the display issue, so instead of trying to resolve it, I went and got this radio that was his too. It was one I gave him, but he didn't use it very much. Is it still working okay?
Well, it's wonderful to hear you, Dave. God bless you. We've been missing you. Are you home now or up at the hospital?
I've been back for a little while. I got to go back not this Monday, but the next. So I'm not done. I've got to do some poking around to see if it worked. Not this Monday, but the next one. So I'm not out yet. If I get a good report on the 23rd, I'll be out.
Sure hope you do, Bernice and I. And it's nice to hear you. That must be like my old ICOM 208 here that you're talking on.
It's a 208. It hasn't. I used it when you got me that mic just to see if it would work, and it worked. And I tried to use the other one this morning, and the screen was just flickering, like it was when I fixed it. So I went upstairs and scrounged around and found this one, and thought I would not use this one for a little while. I did store that one in the garage where it's not temperature controlled, so that probably didn't do it any good. I stored this one in the house.
Yeah, those little bitty connections have a tendency to get corroded and almost say something here.
I'm glad to have you back, Dave. We missed you.
Nathan, it's good to hear your voice. Hope you've been taking care of Tom, and he's been taking care of you, and everything's going good for you.
A new store-bought hip, and as usual, they tell her that it's going to be January 27th before they can do the surgery. But we're not sure of that. We finally, after several weeks, are getting into the orthopod, I call them, from when I worked at the hospital, orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Shirley, and he's got a 4.9-star rating, so we're looking forward to her getting a new hip. It ain't like her to be down, Dave, but she's hobbling around quite a bit.
And what they can do in that area these days, so she can tough it out till January, that sounds like. Once that's done, she'll be feeling a lot better.
They say when they do that surgery, Dave, that they get you out of bed immediately, and as soon as you can walk up three stairs that they bring in the room, they send you home. Now, that's a miracle.
When I'm in there, I can't wait to get out. The first time I went in, when I came out of surgery, I started drinking water like crazy in order to clear everything up that came out. They said, when you clear up, you can leave. And I was probably drinking 2 gallons of water a day to get out of there.
It's a long time that I was in surgery. When I was in the Navy, it was 4 months that I was down and pushing the cart around with tubes running in and out of me. I go right along with you, Dave. The less time you spend in there, the better I like it. Well, I'll let you go, and God, it's great to hear you. You take care. W4DJW in 0OTR73, Dave.
Well, good to hear from you, too, and both Bernice, you and her, take care of each other. That's what Amy and I are doing. I had to take her to the dentist yesterday. So we just take care of each other. Glad you got each other to take care of each other. And good hearing your voice as well, both of you. Take care. W4DJW Mobile.